From racing's heartland, RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Yesterday there was a judgment handed down on trainer Jared McLean, and he has been suspended until January 28 next year for giving false statements to stewards. Read the stabling arrangements of Trap for Fools just before the Coogee Handicap, a race he was subsequently scratched from last Spring Carnival. Joining me now is Jamie Steer, who is the head of integrity at Racing Victoria. Jamie, thanks for taking the time to have a chat.
Morning, Michael.
Jamie, the charge and suspension, a period of roughly about 6 weeks for Jared McLean, what's Racing Victoria's take on that?
Oh, we believe it's appropriate, Michael. Some people might view the location or notification to the stewards of the location of horses as just being bureaucratic red tape, but it's fundamental to the regulation of the sport. It's important if you look across other sports. Human sports have location notifications. It's fundamental to successful anti-doping programs and the proper regulation of the sport. So it's fundamental that we get the locations right, and that it's equally important, if not more important, that licensees are truthful and open with the stewards. And yesterday's hearing found that Mr. McLean had his deceit had been willful and deliberate, Michael.
So, and he pleaded guilty. He admitted that he had lied. And I suppose that is the crux of what the original charge was about, is that it's about trying to stop any possible race day treatments, and the stewards want to be across the whereabouts of all horses at all times.
That's right, Michael. Yeah. So it's very important, and it's very effective, and we do our best to protect the integrity of the sport to make sure everyone's getting a fair crack.
So Jared McLean can't train in his own name until January 28 next year. He's also the head foreman for Darren Wee's Warrnambool base down there. So what does that mean for that role?
Well, obviously, we'll need to sit back and consider his role, but he won't be able to partake in the training of any horses. So being a foreperson would also be a challenge for him, I'd suggest. The stewards are waiting on applications for transfer of horses, and they'll consider those as they come in now. And just on the wider principle of trainers being employed by other trainers in the actual racing operation, Michael, that's something that we're very mindful of too, and something we'll consider as to whether that's appropriate or not. Of course, we're well aware that some trainers act as pre-trainers for others, but that's very different to acting as a foreman.
So are you uncomfortable at the situation that Jared's in, where he's a trainer in his own right, yet he's also a foreman for the state's biggest trainer?
I think it's something we'd have to question the appropriateness of that, Michael, going forward. It's something that has been allowed over the years, but that doesn't mean it should continue to be allowed. So it's something that we'll turn our mind to when we get an opportunity to do so.
So what happens to Jared's horses? Would you be happy with him to simply transfer them over to Darren Weir, or would another trainer that he doesn't work with be the preferred choice from Victorian stewards?
Well, that'll be a decision for the owners of the horse Mr. McLean trains, so they'll make application to transfer horses to wherever they think appropriate. But the one thing that would be necessary, Michael, and Mr. McLean's been informed of this and asked to inform his owners, the horses would be required to relocate from the current stabling arrangements.
A couple of cases ongoing at the moment, and an alert came through yesterday with a case with trainer Shane Bottomley, which is quite macabre, the details of it, and it is to be heard at the Radboud, I believe, this morning at 9:30, and this is surrounding a filly that is alleged that Shane Bottomley conducted his own autopsy on without the knowledge of the owners and also disposed of the carcass. This is pretty unseemly.
Well, it's difficult for me to comment on that, of course, Michael, given that the hearing's today, but of course there's two charges that the RAD board will be considering, and one of those is, again, misleading the stewards, and the second is failing to obtain the consent of the owner for the disposal of a deceased horse. So that hearing will take place this morning. We, the stewards, would submit that, you know, that owner-trainer relationship, it's fundamental to successful racing. These sort of relationships are built on trust, and that trust is required to be honoured.
We'll talk more about that after today's hearing. Just a couple of quick ones, which you probably can't expand on, but you can give us an update. What's the situation with the Aquanita appeal?
They start tomorrow in front of VCAT, Michael. So the VCAT set aside up to 14 days for hearing those appeals. Whether they take that long, I suppose time will tell.
Are we expecting to see Robert Smerdon present?
Yes, we are. This time, Mr. Smerdon's appealed, so we would anticipate that he would be present.
And the hopes is the other issue, which is ongoing. And Racing Victoria have put in a submission that you believe that the penalty should be at least 5 years for those cobalt positives. Is that correct?
That's correct. You'll recall that the RAD board applied a 5 year disqualification to Shannon and 3 years to Lee Hopes. The stewards have said that the culpability is equal in their minds, and based on precedents in other states, we believe that a minimum of 5 years disqualification is a suitable penalty. Of course, Justice Gard, who is hearing the matter, has reserved his decision at this time.
And one last quick one before I let you go, Jamie. A question without notice. Have we got any idea when this Regumate issue will be cleared? I know Matt Stewart's been on the phone to Andrew Nicol, who's the chief of the Trainers Association, but they are still none the wiser. When are we expecting something to be handed down by Racing Australia?
Racing Australia met last week, and my understanding, Michael, is that they wish to obtain further scientific evidence through different administration trials before reaching their conclusion on the matter. So, like everyone else, we would very much like for the matter to be decided as soon as possible. But I must say, having heard that, it may be some time yet.
Gee whiz, it just continues to drag on. Jamie, appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome, Michael.
Jamie Steer.